It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
We have two special guests with us today. We have Caleb Shannon, starting defenseman, and the starting goalie, Jarrett Epp. Guys, thank you for joining us today.
How's
it
feel
to have the weekend off from hockey? I know regionals are going on right now. And you guys have done so well in the season that you guys get the weekend off. How's
yeah,
it feel?
We get the weekend off. Top two teams in the division get the auto bid to nationals, so it feels pretty good. We'll still be at the rink, though, doing CSER hours, of course, and watching these good couple games they got going on all weekend, so feels good.
Jared, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. It's pretty nice getting the weekend off after a tough three games last weekend, and just really healing up from last weekend, going right into nationals fully healed.
So Jarrett, let's start with you. You've been on fire as of late, winning pretty much everything, every game you started. I believe you're 13-1 as the starting goalie in the season, and your goals per average, goals against per game, is just around 2.08. What's been the success? What's been the different story here in the year for you?
Well, really, it comes down to, like, overall team play. Really, most of the games, our forwards handle it, and I'm really left with very little action. But certain games, different story. But basically, I just got to be ready when I'm called upon.
As you guys have obviously had a great season, but maybe what's something that you guys can work on as a team to improve upon so that whenever you guys do have to face another one of the top teams later on in the regionals or in the tournament, that you guys can exceed and excel and hopefully win a championship?
I'd probably say coming out strong. Our first period seems to be our weakest. Not that it's bad, it's just not as good usually as the second or third periods, and we usually turn it on in the third period and just run away from teams. But coming to nationals, you're going to get a lot of teams that they're all wanting to chase that cup, so they're going to be wanting to play every period and every shift. So just coming out strong early and often at the beginning of the games and not letting up, keeping the foot on the pedal the whole game.
As far as home and away record goes, a lot of teams in sports we hear about a lot that have great records at home. However, you're undefeated on the road. What does that mean? What has that meant for your season so far? You've got two more wins at home and a loss. But what is the what's the kind of the arena difference and the just the atmosphere like when you're playing away, and the fact that you've been able to get to 10-0 and undefeated on the season for that?
Oh, well, the atmospheres in the other rinks and stuff. I mean, we play at so many different rinks throughout the year and throughout, you know, our college careers. And, I mean, it's just standard operating procedure. This is what we've done growing up playing our whole lives. It's a different rink every weekend. So, I mean, obviously you'd rather play at home. We've got a great rink, great ice and everything. But for us, I feel that it really doesn't matter what rink we play at. Everybody else has got to play at other rinks as well, so you just got to come to play every single game, and doesn't matter where you're playing.
All right, Caleb, Jarrett, your team is ranked second in the region thus far this year. Florida Gulf Coast is the number one team in the season, but I believe you both were on the team last year. What were the adjustments you guys made going into this year to get to be ranked number two overall in the region?
Well, I'm not sure how much stuff we did different, really. Everybody's putting in, you know, work just like we did last year, and we had such a successful season. We just kind of carry that on to the next season, I believe. And, I mean, we were two last year going into – or no, I think we were one going into nationals last year, and this year we're two. And I don't know. I think everybody's just really putting in the effort – on and off the ice, and it's really showing. So not too much different adjustments, just stay in the course and working hard.
All right, so I played baseball here for a few years, so I know a little bit about pregame stuff. Any pregame rituals that you guys have that you can share on air? That you just have to do.
Goalies usually have really weird ones, so let's let Epp take this one.
First one that pops to my mind is before we do any warm up off the ice, I put on my Under Armour garment before, and then put my clothes back on to work out.
All right.
All right, so I know I was talking to Zach Mitchell, who's on the D3 team. They're over in Florida right now playing in regionals. He was telling me a story how one of his teammates, I believe it was a defenseman, every time he puts on a new piece of equipment, he goes over and washes his hands, and he goes back and forth for a good 10, 15 minutes, probably washing his hands a good 5, 10 times while putting on a new piece of equipment. Is there anything strange like that that maybe not you guys do, but somebody on the D2 team does?
Strange like that? Probably not. I've never heard anything like that. I know the equipment can be a little sneaky at times, but washing your hands in between each piece of equipment, I don't know. Man, anything weird like that that our guys do? We all actually, just before the game, we play tips is what we call it. Mm-hmm. You just get in a circle and you throw a soccer ball up in the air, and it's just like one touch, and you got to be up off the ground, so you got to jump when the ball comes to you.
Get the blood flow.
Yeah, like that's we like look forward to that. So not too much time for too many pregame rituals.
As intense as the game itself.
It's very intense. Sometimes we get the coaches in on the road trips and everything. So that's what we like to do as a team.
So obviously you guys don't know your opponents yet for nationals as of yet. Regionals are still going on this weekend. But without knowing your opponent, what is the number one factor going into nationals, into your first game, that you guys want to really work on and really need to get off a hot start going into the game?
I would probably say just getting mentally prepared. The mental battle is going to be the biggest part of a 5-game weekend. So playing 5 games in 5 days. So by day 4 or day 5, if we make it out of the groupings, it's going to be rough. So we got to be mentally prepared. We're all already physically ready. I mean, there's not a whole lot you can do in the next 2 weeks to be more physically ready. So basically just be mentally prepared for this.
Yeah, for sure. I second that. Last year going all the way to the finals and not making it out of there with a win, but still your body was just, I remember for like a week after, my body was just so beat up and so sore, and mentally I was just drained. It's a huge mental battle and a physical battle going into nationals, playing 5 games in a row against really competitive teams. We had two games go to overtime, so that's obviously mentally draining. So, yeah, mental and physical strength.
All right, Jared, this one's for you. We just heard Thomas say that you've allowed around 2.08 goals per game this season. Out of all the teams you faced, which team do you think had the hardest shots to defend against?
I'd probably say Davenport. They had a few guys that could really shoot. One I remember kind of gives me nightmares a little bit. It was probably one of the greatest shots I've seen in the past like 5 years. So, Davenport.
Well, you guys officially only have one loss to your record. Is there a team that you guys want to play? Do you guys want to play that team again in nationals, try to get some revenge in that game? Or is there really no opponent that you guys want to see, just want to go out there and play?
Man, I don't really know. I mean, Toledo's going to be playing this weekend, so it depends. That's our only loss, official loss on the year. We got that tie against Davenport. Yeah, if Toledo makes it out of this weekend, then I guess we can think about that. But I wouldn't mind playing them again. I think we should have beat them. I think it was a fluke. Other than that, I'm not really sure who's even going to be at nationals this year other than like us. And
well, do you have any predictions on what teams might win it in regionals this weekend, who you guys want to see, who you think might be going to nationals this weekend?
Yeah, I'd say Miami or Toledo. Definitely going to come down to those two teams. I'm almost positive. Like, I bet the ranch on it, so they're great teams, and we played Miami last year in the semifinals and ended up beating them in overtime. So if we play them again, it'll be a good game. So, yeah.
So, Jarrett, what's it like being kind of like a newer player to this program this year, and then going into the – getting groomed into that starting role, and just like – kind of getting used to the atmosphere of guys that have played with each other before, and then also for you, Caleb, what's it after he answers? What's it like having a new guy in front of the net?
Well, obviously the first month is like that awkward phase where you're trying to figure out everyone, because everyone's already known each other and you're coming in. Luckily, the rookie class is, I wouldn't say it's big or small, it's right in the middle, so it was a good amount. So there's other guys going through that same phase, which helps a lot. You don't want to be like one of the only ones coming in. But no, it's really just trying to figure out where you stand, understand where you stand on certain situations in the locker room, on the ice, this and that. Like, as a goalie, I don't really need to learn this system a whole lot that we run. Like, I know it just from practice and games and seeing it over and over and over. But that whole factor doesn't run a whole lot. Between the goalie and the D, it kind of matters, the trust factor on, well, like in the defensive zone, if I'm yelling at them that there's someone left alone, they have to trust me that I actually know what I'm talking about. So it's more like just building trust over the course of the season, is what I'd say.
You are too humble, Mr. Epp. Having a freshman or a rookie goalie coming in this year, obviously we had two great goalies last year, so it was a little iffy. We weren't sure what we were going to get. I remember after this weekend, after we won the mock playoffs, I told Epp, coming off the ice, that we don't win those games if he doesn't play the way he does. I know that he was acting pretty humble at the beginning of this interview, saying that the forwards take care of it and everything, but we don't beat Penn State in overtime if Epp doesn't make those saves that he made, and we might not even been in overtime if he doesn't make those saves he did throughout the game. So I have full confidence in Epp. He has improved tremendously throughout this entire season, and I have full confidence in him coming into Nationals.
Lastly, Jared, I see that you're from California. Mm-hmm. How do you get into hockey playing in California? I mean, is there that much interest over there in California to get into hockey? Was there something specific that got you into the sport? Was there a specific player that got you interested in the NHL, a huge influence in your life, something like that?
Well, growing up, I grew up, hockey's not that big. It's more of a football city. Down south in the LA area, it's bigger, Orange County. But no, we had a minor league team back home, and my parents had season tickets. So we'd go to that, and well, when I was a baby, I was really obnoxious. And so the only way to get me to be quiet was to put a hockey game on TV. And so my parents would just sit me in front of the TV, and I'd watch hockey and be quiet for an hour or two.
And Caleb, I know you're from Ohio, so Ohio's a little more of a hockey state.
It is, yes.
How did you get into hockey growing up as a kid? I mean, Ohio's pretty big in hockey, so was it just growing up, everyone played hockey around you, so you got into it, or was it something different?
Well, my dad's from Detroit, so he grew up playing hockey, and obviously being from Detroit, huge Wings fans. I ended up actually playing, I am from Ohio, but I ended up playing my whole high school career in Michigan, actually, so... there's some long drives to practice and games.
That's definitely a big hockey state there in Michigan.
Yeah. It was a lot of good hockey, and everybody loved it. Got family up there that come to all the games. It was great supportive atmosphere.
Wait, did you live in Ohio and play in Michigan?
I did. But wow. They're adjacent states, so...
How long of a drive was that?
You ready for this?
Yeah.
It was about 3.5 hours one way.
Three and a half hours
yep.
one way.
Yep.
Wow. And that's where you played hockey. How many times a week over there?
I practice Tuesdays and Thursdays, games on the weekends, and I'd stay up there at my aunt's house on the weekends.
That sounds like dedication right there.
Absolutely, yep. Sometimes I'd make the trip by myself and get back for school in the morning, 2:30 a.m. pulling in. It was crazy. I think is the proper way to say it. It was a little crazy, so, but I enjoyed it. I had a great time, made a lot of good friends, and it was a great time.
Well, we appreciate you guys coming in. Thank you, Caleb. Thank you, Jarrett. Best of luck to you guys in Nationals. Best of luck doing your CSER this weekend in Regionals. Hopefully it's a good rest. Hopefully it's not too demanding on you guys, but best of luck when Nationals come around. We're wishing you guys the best. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us on.